How much do you pay attention to what the Colts are doing with them losing yesterday or other teams in the AFC as you go through the season?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't pay attention. We have enough to concern ourselves right here in this stadium, in this building. And we have a huge challenge this week with a really, really good football team in Philadelphia, a very well-coached team. You know, Chip does a great job, and this team's playing well. And they played a great football game yesterday against Arizona. Arizona, you know, won it in the end. But, you know, that's what we concern ourselves with is the next opponent.
How important is it, considering you're 4-4? I know it's the next game, but they're a good team, an elite team. Just had 511 yards and a loss. What would it say about the Texans if you guys were to pull an upset here? Because they're going to be favoring your building.
They're a good team, John. You know, they're a good football team. They do a lot of things well. They play fast on offense. They're very productive on offense. They've got really, really top flight players at every position. Got a great left tackle, got a great running back, big, good wide receivers, a heck of a quarterback, good tight ends. Defensively, they got a really strong front seven, got a really tough, fast secondary. So it's a challenging game, and we go out there and play to the best of our ability, and if we're able to win the game, it'll be a big win for us, no doubt about it.
I know third and long has been tough for you guys mostly this season, and I know that's the situation.
Third and long is tough for everybody.
Right, you want to avoid that. Now, there are two plays in particular on the 98-yard drive.
Yeah.
There was a third and eight, and there was a third and 13 after you guys dug yourself in the hole. Where you actually converted it. So how do you keep that success on tough plays like that going forward.
I tell you, give the players credit. I mean, we can't get delay games. I mean, that's on me. That's not good at all. We've got to avoid those penalties. That's a bad penalty. But like you just said, it was third and 13, and we converted. DJ did a really good job. Damaris Johnson came up big on some big third downs for us yesterday with some big catches. Fitzy had a scramble. We hit Andre on some, DeAndre on one. You know, so guys are coming up and making plays yesterday. That's a big deal. And then on those ones, I think we were 45% on third down. When we convert on third down, it usually means that everybody's working well together. The line's picking up the blitzes. The receivers are running good routes. And Fitzy's delivering the ball. So if we can continue to do that, we'll get better and better on third down. We have to stay out of those long yardage situations, and we got to do a better job on first and second down and stay out of those long yardage situations.
So you just flip that because the defense has been real good on third down.
Yeah. I think that's a part of that complementary football that we've got to understand offensively that our defense is doing a good job getting off the field. You know, they've done a good job on third down for most of the year. And that when the team goes three and out or our defense is able to get off the field, maybe it's a 4 or 5 play drive, and our guys are back out on the field, we got to turn that into points and convert third down. To me, when you look at the two most important stats really in the league, it's really turnovers. So yesterday we created two turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over on offense. And then third down conversions. You know, we won the third down battle. And I think those are two of the most important stats that point towards winning.
The last two games, especially against Pittsburgh, they were number 5 against the run, and you shut them down. Then yesterday, they couldn't run early, so therefore they didn't run much. You gave up 36 yards. What's been the big difference in the run defense recently?
Yeah, I think these guys are having a better understanding of the call and how they're able to fit the gap. You know, sometimes it's a 2-gap scheme. Sometimes it's a 1-gap scheme. Our coaching staff, led by Rack, those guys have done a really good job of understanding or helping the players understand, hey, it's 2-gap here, it's 1-gap here, it's 2-gap here, it's blitz here, it's this, that. You know, so the players are very in tune to what we're trying to do. And you got to give the players credit when they go out on the field. They really have done a good job for the most part of executing the run defense.
What can you do about your returns? You said you've been concerned, and obviously it's not where you want. What can you do that you're not already doing?
Yeah, well, I think we have to kind of do a few things there. We've got to look at what we're doing schematically. We have to look at who's doing it for us and what we can do to help them do it better. And so I think in practice, we have to practice more full field returns. So instead of practicing just a part of the return, we need to practice the whole return and make sure that we do a good job of the timing of the return and how that all works together. And I think you'll see us improve there if we can get it done in practice that way. But that's a part of our game that we have to get better at.
Coach, have you been using Demaryius Johnson in terms of the return?
As a returner, he's done it. You know, we haven't used him in the game. We've been using D-Man on kickoffs and Keyshawn on punts. And we'll continue to probably do that. But DJ's been in there in practice as a backup.
How much better do you think you can be over the second half?
Well, you know, hopefully, like I said to you a few weeks ago, you know, this is the league's about improving. You know, it's a progress league. And, you know, I think it says a lot about our team that we came out there yesterday and won that game on the road. You know, in the AFC South division opponent, says a lot about our team. After losing three in a row, we were able to come out and win that game, played good complimentary football. It was a great team win for us. And hopefully you'll see that lead to better and better play. We have to play more on a more consistent basis. We have to understand what type of team we are and go out there and play that way. And I think if we do that, then we'll have a chance to be where we want to be at the end of the year. If we continue to kind of, you know, win close, lose close, then I think, you know, it won't be where we want to be at the end of the year.
Bill Ryan said a couple of times some of the sacks were on him. How do you view the sacks and maybe lessening those?
Yeah, I would say that it's everybody's involved in that. I think what he means is on that one where, you know, we had a play-action fake and he ducked the safety and then the safety came back and made the play on him. You know, that's a play where he probably needs to get rid of the ball. But there's other times where there's protection breakdowns, and it's not his fault. It's not about – and the thing I think that's important with me is that it's not really about whose fault it is. It's about getting it right, you know, and making sure that everybody sees the blitz through the same set of eyes and gets it picked up. It's about getting it right. It's not about pointing whose fault it was. Hey, what do we have to do to get this right?
The secondary made a lot of plays on Sunday. Swearinger had the interception, yeah. A couple tip passes from Kareem Jackson, and they were hitting hard too. What do you say, or how do you feel about this unit, especially because they've had a lot of injuries?
Yeah, those guys I thought played a good game on Sunday. I did. I thought that all those guys stepped up and made plays. Kendrick Lewis made some plays at the line of scrimmage early in the game to help stop the run. I thought J.J. came up with some big plays, especially when he was doing some things in zone coverage. I thought that Kareem played a good football game. DJ came up big with an interception, and DJ did a good job of doing his job yesterday. He did a really good job of playing disciplined football, and I think that always ties in to help our pass rush. So you saw our pass rush be able to generate some plays. So I think the secondary's done a good job.
17 takeaways at Leeds, the lead.
Yeah.
So the defense, in terms of what Paul was just asking you, is the defense sort of on the path that you like to see, or is it something that you want to see done differently or better?
I think that this defense has sure, there's certain things that we can do better. Like, I think at the end of the game we missed some tackles. We can tackle better, you know, overall. I think we can do a better job of tackling. I think we can be even more aware on third down of the yardage needed and the coverage adjustments that we're in based on the different formations we see. So maybe a little bit better communication overall. But I think at the end of the day, when you look at our defense, they've really done a good job of, like you just said, creating turnovers, which has really helped our football team. They've done a good job of stopping the run, especially lately, especially yesterday. They've done a good job overall on third down. I think they're getting better and better, like I said to John, within the scheme of the defense, of understanding what we're trying to do. So hopefully that'll continue to get better and better all year.
Can you give us an update on Suofilo, his progress? Because yesterday you put him in, pulled him quick.
Yeah, I did. I think he's getting better. I think it's very difficult for a rookie to play on the inside. I think that you see some rookies being able to do that. Other guys, you know, it's kind of some good, some not so good. I think that Xavier falls into that category. He is a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's got a really good future in this league. He just needs to learn a little bit more about the tricks of the trade. We'll continue to play him, give him a shot in there. But hopefully he learns from some of his mistakes, and he will. He's a very hardworking kid. We love having him on our team, and he just needs to do a few things better.